The Mind Aware 504.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, then you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower Quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few moments, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. And I'm excited to talk with you today about a personal experience I had that deals with annoyance, being annoyed. You know, most of us, we have things in our lives that can get in the way, so to speak, of our happiness. Sometimes we have these ideas of like, well, I could be happy if this thing would change, or I could be happy if it weren't for other people, or I could be happy if this circumstance would be different. So recently, I had something happen where I caught a cold, a pretty kind of nasty cold. It was a few weeks ago, and you can even kind of hear remnants of it still in my voice. And I have a really high expectation for my health. So when I caught a cold, I was like, are you kidding me? Like this, I don't get colds. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you, brain trainers get colds even. So, and I know why I got it. Like I have this story about if I'm run down or if I'm overly tired and I go to a public place, I'm more susceptible to a cold. And sure enough, I was a little tired, hadn't been sleeping that well. And I went to Bingo for Caring for Cats, ended up coming down with a cold. So here I was with my cold, annoyed, because it was out of my control, felt out of my control. And I mean, even though I was annihilating it with all this teas and essential oils and immunity stuff and vitamin C and all this stuff you do, I'm here 24, 36 hours just really kind of frustrated. And so I just decided like, okay, fine, move on. That's that. And I didn't realize, I didn't really deal with it. I kind of just repressed it. And so sure enough, shortly after, you know, within the first 24 to 48 hours, all these other annoying things started popping up. My dog Oscar peed on his bed. My lovable cat Buddy went on the carpet. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? What is going on? You know, what is going on? And so I paused and I said, okay, hold on. Now, all of this stuff that's happening that's annoying, what else am I annoyed about in my life? Because there was a pattern. It was like obvious that I had some momentum around this feeling of annoyance. And that's when I identified, oh, this stupid cold. I'm really annoyed about this cold. So clue one, if you ever have something in your life that you have an emotion about that makes you feel angry or out of control or powerless or fearful or worried or frustrated or whatever it is, ask yourself what else feels like this. One of the ones I like to use often is if I get a tailgater, there's nothing I hate worse than a tailgater when I'm driving, right? And I get a tailgater, but I immediately know because I get that feeling of frustration, okay, bless you, tailgater, because you just identified in me that there must be other areas of my life I'm frustrated with, right? So here I am with my wonderful dog Oscar and my sweet cat Buddy and my lovely cold. And I'm really realizing like, okay, this is something that I have a choice about. The cold is going to take its course based on whatever belief system I have about the cold taking its course. I can do the things I can physically do, the action steps I can do that also are part of my belief system, like taking the immunity stuff and the oils and the teas and so on. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have this cold. And so I can have the cold and I can feel bad and be annoyed, or I can have the cold and I can feel good. I can have the cold and I can let it knock me out, or I can have the cold and I can just acknowledge it and still have fun and be happy anyway, and let it take its course and quit resisting. so much of our own unhappiness and our own frustration and our own annoyance comes from the resisting of the current situation, whatever it is. And so it felt so good. It felt like totally letting go and realizing, like, this is the situation that is. I can have this situation, I can feel bad, or I can have this situation feel good. I can have this situation and feel resistance, or I can have this situation and feel ease and flow. So luckily, thanks to Oscar and Buddy and all of their shenanigans, I was able to do this relatively quickly, like within the first 24 hours of having my cold, realize, I don't care. It's not a big deal. I don't care if I have a cold. I'm just going to go out and do everything I would normally do and have fun. And if you get a chance to see any of the times I'm interviewed over that couple of week period as I'm recovering from it, you'll see, like, literally I'm being interviewed by podcasters. And in the interviews, I'm like, excuse me, I'm going to have to blow my nose because I got a cold. But you know what? It was fun and it was fine and nobody cared. And it was a point of connection. And the reality is, I didn't really feel that bad. I felt worse when I had the cold and was resisting it than when I had the cold and went, you know what? I've got the cold. I've got the cold. It's fine. I'm going to go out. I'm going to do the things I normally do. I'm not going to write this big story that it's going to get better faster if I just sit around and mope and pout and stay in bed. I'm just going to live my life and be happy and feel good, even when I feel bad, right? So that's the question that I bring to you and the thing for you to just give some consideration and thought to. What things in your life are you resisting right now? What things in your life do you say, I would be happier if this would change? And one of the questions I like to ask myself, and sometimes it's hard to answer this one completely honestly, but here it is. If nothing in your life ever changed, nothing right now from the way it is, could you still be happy? Right? Think about that. You know, we're creatures of change and we're evolving, and it's natural that things are going to evolve and change for us. And it's natural that things are going to continually get better for us. But the question I put to you now is, if nothing changed, could you still be happy? Because that's the path. That's the path to getting everything you want. And that's the path to true happiness. When you just allow and relax and trust and say, you know what, things are going to take their course and I can be happy no matter what. I can be happy even if this cold stays. I can be happy even if this situation doesn't change. I can be happy even if that thing I want so much doesn't happen. Because my happiness is not contingent on any outside circumstance. My happiness is generated from inside of me, from the way I think. The way I think and the way I look at situations and how I choose to think creates how I feel. And I can embody happiness at any given moment. And it's just as easy as not resisting, or let's put it this way, just allowing things to unfold as they are. So give that some consideration and make a decision for yourself today to be happy no matter what, no matter what's going on. You can have the condition, whatever the condition is, and still be happy. You can have the circumstance that you like or don't like, and you can still be happy. No matter what, you can be happy because you're a brain trainer and you know how to think and you know how to get momentum and you know how to focus and you know how to think in your head and think one good thought after the next and know that your energy is generated from the way you think. You get better feelings. You have better thoughts. You open up the creative pathways in your brain, even when your brain's filled with mucus. So start today. Make that decision for yourself and claim it. Claim your happiness right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey,
because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?